Pressure in the grain market trade on the day Friday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing joins us for today's market wrap-up. And Brian, looking at this grain trade, it's been a volatile week and ending it up on Friday with some pressure, broad pressure across the entire complex with wheat futures leading the way to the downside, Brian.
Right. It's right across the board, to your point, in the grain complex. I've got corn 4 to 5 lower, beans 7 to 8 lower, wheat 10 lower, Chicago even weaker in the Kansas City, down about 15 to 17 right now. And just some broad-based profit taking, maybe in long positions, some stop orders likely triggered. Now, those mean, when I say stops, those are sell orders that are pushed or tucked up under or under the market last trade. And if the trade drops down and hits that, it triggers a market order, which sells at the best price possible. Often people will use stops to either enter a trade or to exit. So, for example, if you were a buyer of corn a couple of weeks ago and you wanted to think it's going to go higher, but in case it tipped lower, you run a stop up there. If the market starts down, it hits you and it kicks you out. So we have some of that activity today. Just the news is lacking. There isn't anything new on the horizon that I really see so much. Wheat might be pressured on a little better weather forecast for the hard red winter wheat belt for moisture, but that I'm getting to the point when we see it, we'll believe it. So weakness in the grains and kind of the opposite in the livestock.
Well, we can touch on that livestock trade a bit here as well. That cattle complex, some strength there. Ahead of the cattle on feed report out later Friday afternoon, I know there's been a wider range of estimates for that on feed report, but it's been something this week too. It seems that cattle hogs have had that stock market correlation at play a number of times, except for here today, a little bit lower in the stocks, but higher in the cattle trade, Brian.
Yeah, you look at the live cattle, let's just focus on those. We do a cattle on feed report out. It's going to confirm tight inventories, right? Just how tight the placements are relative to a year ago. Remember, placements started a year ago to really angle downwards. So we'll take a look at those. But the net of it will be a herd that is not expanding. And then, you know, some of the headline news, you look and acres lost this winter or spring due to fires and some concerns now in Nebraska. The droughty conditions continue there. So we're probably not seeing anything out of this report that would argue that there's a wholesale change into the size of what this will look like from a herd perspective. So that being said, cutouts choice 400.42. So those are just really high prices. It tells us demand is still there. The market is tepid in its demand. It doesn't like the war. It doesn't like uncertainties, some uncertainties, and that's one of them. Doesn't like the stock market on the defensive. That's down again today. Nice correction on the stock market if you're one who's looking for a correction to buy into, but looking weak lately. And it looks like dollar flow went out of the stocks into perhaps the commodities and specific row crops.
I wonder as well, you know, thinking about just some of the pressure ahead of the weekend in general in many of these markets, obviously coming back to the situation in the Middle East, and you know, I think it was a case in point last weekend and into the Sunday night open, you know, maybe taking some headline risk premium out of some of these complexes just because funds, algos, you know, some big hedge fund traders are worried about what the headlines could look like here over the weekend, Brian.
Yeah, traders like volatility, right? They want opportunities. They don't like a Sunday night where things are blasting higher as it was a couple of weeks ago. So I think there's some of that where you're taking some risk out of the marketplace too. One thing I didn't mention in the grains, in particular, I think corn. Remember, big corn crop this last year, a lot of unpriced corn. Farmers have been selling on the way up. Talked to a few farmers this morning. They said, yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and move some more corn. So I think you've got the steady drumbeat of an army of farmers selling corn into this rally. They, like anybody else, wants to be bullish, except if you're a buyer. But they recognize this has been a pretty good recovery in a big supply year, and there's really not a weather market in the sense of we're not seeing anything that suggests there's going to be a fundamental change on the supply and demand reports. And we didn't, and that was echoed this month here when in the most recent WASDE report, no changes, confirmed big carryouts. The next big thing to kind of think about is the March 31st stocks and acreage report. That's only 11 days away, and that'll creep up kind of quick. And then weather in South America becomes more prevalent, maybe supportive to corn a little bit, Jesse, with central Brazil rain remaining on the drier side. So we're watching that carefully to see if that bubbles into something or if it just is one of these things that kind of comes and goes, which is more often the case than not.
Any thoughts on this dairy complex, Brian? I know we've had some volatility here. We have a milk production report that's going to be out later on in the afternoon as well today. Your thoughts on this dairy complex as we wrap up the week?
You know, it's kind of like some of these other commodities. It looks like it's going to die, then it doesn't. Yesterday was a case in point, down hard from the previous day, and yet came back to finish basically unchanged and up a little bit again today. My technical picture looks a little foreboding. We're starting to see the right shoulder of a head and shoulders formation form, and that's just a technical picture that says if it's a head and shoulders, you're forming the right shoulder. Eventually, the market breaks down, slips under the neckline, and it actually points back to the lows. So as an example, on the April contract, currently trading about 1750, that point to move back to 16. I think you'll find in the production report the same thing. Big revenue streams out of the beef on dairy. That's going to keep the dairy herd either unchanged or larger. Demand is responding to lower prices, but global dairy trade this week was pretty much unchanged after four consecutive sessions higher. So looks to me like the demand might be getting a little bit exhausted and tired, and the supply drumbeat just keeps rolling. So not that I don't want to be friendly, it's just I don't have much of an argument to be friendly.
Brian, good thoughts. Anything final you would mention or reiterate to folks here on today's market wrap-up?
You know, volatility is kind of seeped into the markets here. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of if you've got a lot of grain on hand, contracting the carry in the market. Just think and work smartly, right? In this day and age, it's hoped that a lot of farmers know how to use some of the other tools out there. So if you sell cash grain because you need cash flow, you need logistically to move the crop, if you really want to stay in the market, you can position yourself so you're only a phone call away from doing that. So owning is not really a challenge to me. It's if you own a lot and the market runs out of gas, what's your strategy? So we'll keep talking about being just good in our common sense category and good at the incremental sales and sell early, sell often, take advantage of the rally.
Brian, if folks want to talk with you or the rest of the team there at Total Farm Marketing, how can they do that?
I would love for them to give us a phone call, 800-334-9779, or Brian with a Y at TotalFarmMarketing.com. Shoot me an email, happy to answer those. Or check out our website, and you can find, you know, from the website, you can find a way to connect with us, and that's the TotalFarmMarketing.com. So we think we've got a little bit of something for everybody. We spent 40-plus years developing this service, so happy to talk. And listen, and we'll go from there.
As always, we remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing, thanks for joining us today on the Market Wrap-Up. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.